handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is, we're going to go April 26th. It's a Friday, 2024. Well, yeah, that's it, guys. That was the whole show. Just letting you know what date it is because you didn't know that. I mean, if they didn't tell you what date it was, does it really matter to you? I mean, if today was, does it really matter? Or is it day? I mean, does it really matter? What are we doing with our time? Why do we seem to think that time itself is manageable by the government? And when governments come together, they tend to work together better, but yet they hate each other to extinction. I don't understand this. This is again. You try to talk to somebody, and they'll say, "Well, this is about commerce and trade, and allows us all to be able to be very, you know, seamless, whatever." Well, I'm gonna let you know, the beans growing in the garden don't give two craps if it's April 25th or 26th or 29th or yon and enter and enter and enter day. By the way, happy Passover. Did you know that today is actually Passover for the Easter celebration according to the Orthodox? My problem with this is that we don't even know that it's actually the real date of Easter. We're all thinking that it's way too far down the line. But in reality, happy Easter, folks. That's Easter weekend this weekend. You don't see the math on that? You don't see how that all works? This, again, is a problem for us when we continue to see that there are things right in front of our face that we want to skip past because, oh my gosh, it's just too easy to comply with the government and the powers to be to make sure that you fall in line. Let's just give in, give up, give in. Let's just do what they want to do. Guys, it is absolutely none of your business. So keep your pie holes shut. Again, this, hey, Kerry Heiserman, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you being here, sir. Now, let's see where we are at with Twitter today. Let's see where our signups and takeaways and friends and followers or whatever you want to do. Let's see how she is. Drum roll, please. And by the way, it's a super high wind today here in Wichita. We are getting whipped around because Oklahoma sucks and Nebraska blows. That's how that works. That's the joke we use here. Oh, looks like we're still at the exact same number we were yesterday. So thank God, guys, 3288. We have not lost any or gained any, even though we were supposed to have gained some. But what do I know? I don't know anything. Do you know what it is? Hey, Elon Musk, I know that you watch the Jim Price Show here quite often, and I'd like to know, you know, what's up, Chuck? Why are we dealing with this shadow banning or this type of manipulation of my numbers? If Twitter is such an amazing, amazing product, why am I having to deal with the fallacy of this, Mr. Elon? Can you help me out, partner? Anyway. All right. Now, today is Friday, and I've actually kind of taken note of what your congressmen and all have done, and I will tell you right now, only thing they did was spend $100 billion on Tuesday. That's it. There's been no other progression of laws or rules or regulations. Why am I not streaming on, why can I not find, what is going on here? I cannot seem to find myself. I can't find me. I am so lost. Oh, what shall I ever do? Anyway, I can't seem to find me on the old Facebook. That's weird. That sure is weird that Facebook won't let me see me. Because see, guys, when we talk about how things like, oh, well, you didn't come up on my feed. I don't come up on my own laptop. I'm watching it right now. This is the thing. This is how we do. This is the games we play. Yeah, it's still not coming up. It's not even showing that I'm actually live on my personal page. That's cute. What happened here? Let's see what's going on the old Restream dashboard. Let's see. That's there. That's there. Oh, what is this? Got Cloud Hubs going. Got Q Streaming's going. I've got Twitch is going. The only one that's not going, it says, is D Live is not going. It says it's not able to connect to the Q Streaming. So that's, I'll have to get a hold of Russ on that one. Anyway, all right. Well, I guess I just won't watch me. Thanks. Thanks, Obama. Let me do this real quick. I want to go ahead and pull up a couple things that you're... Now, okay, I do appreciate that Uncle Joe thought he could do a whole Trump thing where he could just show up and ad-lib and be able to just talk at a podium and just answer questions wildly. Well, today, your pedo-in-chief, yes, the gentleman who took showers with his daughter, whatever, I don't care. You know, let me ask you something. Why have we decided that we're going to demonize everything, no matter what it is? Now, I don't care. I didn't shower with my kids until they were, 21 years of age and all that stuff. But I do know a lot of families that are very open about that stuff. They have an open door policy with showers and bathrooms and bedrooms and their lifestyle. They just are open to all that. And I'm not trying to say that, hey, Jill, good to see you. Debbie, good to see you as well. Thank you so much for being here. I'm not saying that this is open for, sexual contact and different things of that nature. But the sad part of it is we've, in exactly in the same breath, we have trillions and trillions of terabytes of information that it's pornography, girl on girl, boy on boy, boy on girl, girl on boy, boy, girl, boy, dog, horse, cantaloupe, whatever it is. But then exactly at the same time, we're like clutching our pearls and saying, oh, don't have children till you're 30. How do you weigh that? And I'm asking you guys this question. This is a question that I cannot figure out. We literally have some big fat chick playing the crystal flute wearing what Cher wore on the battleship, and she looked like it looked horrible, but yet she's personified as beauty. And this big fat black girl plays this crystal flute, which has this enormous historical value. That's okay. That's okay in Washington, D.C., where you can see all this lady's parts hanging out, and it's all, ugh. But then, at the same time, how are we supposed to, which way is it? Like, the society's telling women, don't have kids till you're 30, 40 years, 50 years old. Don't get married in your 20s. Don't get married when you're in your teens. I did. I got married early, and I love the fact that I got married early and had my kids early. My youngest is 29. Do the math, folks. My youngest is 29. I don't think you guys realize, I got to have my entire life to myself. Seriously, think about it. 40, being 42 years old and not have kids in the house, and most people are just getting around to having kids at 40, I had four kids and they're all out of the house. So my problem with this is that I see all, hey, Tanya Price, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. What I'm trying to point out is I'm not trying to open the floodgates of anything here at all, but I'm asking the question, society will tell you can't use certain words on television. You can't use certain words on the radio. You can't use certain words on, on these different broadcasts. But I could go in 2 seconds, I could pull up any kind of image I really want on the internet. I can go to a store, and there are dozens of them even here in Wichita. I can go and buy lots of different material, video material, paper material, play along devices. But yet then tell people that, you know, don't get married until you're, oh, kids don't have the brain isn't developed until 25, and oh, you don't know this, you don't know that. But yet 100 years ago, 12 and 13 was the average marrying age. 50 years ago, I mean, in the 50s and 60s, we were still doing that. My mother was 15 when she had me. My mom was 15 and married. I have a lot of questions, but nobody really has the full answer here of why it is that it's okay to do the Balenciaga thing or to do the, you know, the Weinstein thing or the Jeffrey Epstein thing or on and on, you know, P. Diddy and all these other people. I don't understand why we have sexualization to the extreme, but then we have sexualization to the not extreme. But then we find that in all of our food, it's upping our estrogens, it's doing all these things to tear us apart, throwing off our testosterone, eat kale. Kale is one of the most toxic things to your body on earth. Kale. Everybody's like, oh, kale's so great, it's seaweed. Seaweed's great for you too. Huge estrogen. No, Jim, soybean. Soybean is great for you. Huge estrogen overloads. Toxic to the body. Soybean oil is hyper-concentrated estrogen, and people are eating that by the bucketfuls a day. They cook their foods in it every day. Soybean oil, soybean oil, soybean oil, soybean oil. But I can't seem to figure out how I can get my mind wrapped around all these different weirdnesses that we are really under, and I don't know what to do because I can't make sense of it. I mean, we just had on Easter, wasn't it Easter? Or was it Easter this year? Or was it Easter last year? We had some dude with boobs out on the White House lawn. Some dude had boobs, and he was out there, had his hands over the areolas and jiggling them and shaking them and doing all this stuff on the White House lawn. Which way is the math on this, guys? And I call Joe the pedo in chief only because I know that he's been to Epstein's Island. I know the fall of the white rabbit. I know about the tunnels. I know about the sacrifice of things. And I will tell you this, guys, we even refer to, and I want to give you some biblical reference here. We actually refer to the ceremony called Moloch. Now, listen to me. In the Bible, in the Hebrew, the Aramaic, where it originally comes from, it talks about Moloch as a process of sacrifice. It was not sacrificed to Moloch. It was in a sacrifice form of Moloch, and that they were sacrificing to Baal. Now, I want to make sure that we understand that there are references to Moloch, but it's a reference to the style of execution for sacrifice, not actually a deity. And I know that this is sometimes hard for us because we want to be right. We want to be on the right side of things. We want to say, oh, I know what this is, and I know what that is, Jim. I know what the right, you're just so far. Jim, why would, you see what I'm saying? See, I'm trying to point out to you that there's a lot of things out there that we really race past and we don't have the full story for. Now, we know about Bohemian Grove. We know about what's going on over there. We understand all of the different things that they do there. But I do believe that we can see even through Anderson Cooper and his mother. We can also see actually even just all the way through Elon Musk's mother as well. And there's some things about Keanu Reeves' mother that I don't really understand. And these seem to be certain types of women that do fall into certain types of forms. And I just find myself there over and over again. And guys, I don't know where you guys are watching Facebook at, because I can't pull Facebook up on my computers. I cannot pull up my live Facebook on my computer. Let me see if I can do it on the tablet here. The Jim Price Show is showing, but my personal page is not. Why can't I get the comments to come up? Wow, this is so weird. Why is this being like this? This is unbelievable, guys. I could see you guys have made a lot of comments over here, but I cannot get to them. I just can't. This is breathtaking at best. I am absolutely just floored by this. Thanks, Obama. All right, so I'll see if I can pull that up again. Yeah, there's the video feed, and let's see if I can get the... I can't get the comments to come up. Oh, God dang. Anyway, so I just have to ask. I'm asking the questions, and I'm enjoying being on my own again. Kathy, after having been a single mom since 04, my kids are now 29 and 31. Well, Kathy, I agree. I mean, my son's 29. My daughter, Rebecca, she is 33 or 34. Kimberly is 30. Yeah, I mean, Kimberly's got her daughter. Rebecca's got her three kids, and Carrie's got her two boys. And so Rebecca's had a daughter and two sons, and so actually I should be heading up to Des Moines tomorrow for my grandson Charlie. She named Charlie after Charlie Hauser, my guardian father, who passed a year prior to that. So Charlie passed 2 years ago, and then also Marge passed a year ago in April, this same time last year, as well as my biological mother. So in the last 2 years, I've had three of my patriarch, or whatever you want to call it, my guardian parents and my biological mother all passed within the last, well, last year, basically, almost a year and a half, less than 2 years. So anyway, let's see, Carrie, my folks married at 21 after my dad did 3 years in the Marines. Pretty normal back in the 60s. Well, yeah, there you go. But he also puked out a few kids, too, on the way. And that's where we all missed out. By the way, guys, if you guys, I know that we don't like the open border at Mexico. I understand that, and I hate it. But at the same time, guys, we're not having enough babies. I mean, we are absolutely not having enough babies. We are so far behind the baby curve that we literally, the only reason that we have been able to sustain the numbers we have is because of immigration. Immigration is the only reason we are actually here doing what we actually do now. That's the sad part of it, is that they have caused us to completely stop having children as Americans, and we're too busy out there drinking our Coronas and worrying about our next Netflix and chill that we're not having babies because we got too much estrogen. And by the way, the estrogen that is passed around in our water through birth control is absolutely probably more detrimental to you than you realize. Estrogen in birth control is still in the main water supply. If you actually go and test for it, there's about 119 different chemicals in your city water that are you're getting in microdoses, and most people don't even realize that. It's a real thing. Microdose of estrogens and other things is absolutely a real thing, and we should be mindful that this is actually going into your body. Your body is affected by it. It affects your thyroid. It affects all the different organs of your body and your emotional state. And most people, I will tell you right now, methylfolate is a process that starts in the liver. And when the methylfolate process is not actually supported in your liver, you start having dis-ease, which is actually where you have bipolar, depression, anxiety, manic, all these different schizophrenias. They actually all tie back to the liver function through methylfolate dysfunction. That is a big, big part of that. And again, this is where we have this problem constantly, where we don't realize it. And right in front of us is an answer called glyphosate. Glyphosate, Roundup poisoning is all part of that. Why did I go down that path? I wasn't wanting to go there. What I wanted to actually do was I wanted to actually play this video from Uncle Joe, because he was so proud of himself, because he called into the Howard Stern Show. So here is Uncle Joe. I think this is the actual during the interview with Howard Stern just this morning.
And I looked at my mom. I said, "Honey, you haven't said anything." She said, "Joey, let me remember, true story." She said, "Remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, with 70 homes built at one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that?" And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, "Yeah, Mom, I remember that."
Well, Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mom, I remember that. Well, let's listen to this other one here. This is another one he has. This is going to be Uncle Joe just being Uncle Joe.
When I marched in the Civil Rights Movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
When I was 17 years old, like many of you, I participated in sit-ins to desegregate the restaurants and movie houses of Wilmington, Delaware.
I come out of the Civil Rights Movement. I was one of those guys that sat in and marched and all that stuff.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the Civil Rights Movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans when I'm in my own city.
You know, when I was a teenager in Delaware, for real, I got involved in the Civil Rights Movement.
For real.
The eighth largest black population in America. Most people don't know that.
Eighth largest. Cool.
And I'd go to 8 o'clock mass, then I'd go to Reverend Herring's church where we'd meet in order to organize and figure where we were going to go, whether we're going to desegregate the Rialto movie theater or what we were going to do. I got my education, for real, in the black church. And that's not hyperbole, it's a fact. But I got my education, Reverend Doc, in the black church. Not a joke. Because when we used to get organized on Sundays to go out and desegregate movie theaters and things like that, we'd do it through the black church.
I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the Civil Rights Movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregating movie theaters and helping, you may remember,
what?
Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives, coming out of black churches on Sunday, figuring how we were going to move.
In October, I was invited to the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis to receive the Freedom Award, a thing when I sat in black churches in the east side of Wilmington getting ready to, and by the way, next to two Jewish rabbis, getting ready to go out and desegregate movie theaters in Delaware. I never, ever thought in my life I would be worthy of, and I'm still not sure I'm worthy of it.
Huh. So, the thing is, guys, is when you see this, and I don't think there's any more other clips for this, that's all they had. In this article, I mean, you're just seeing this stuff where he talks about this. Now, they don't have, let's see, where do they have the actual clip of him talking about where he, so he goes, now let's go from the beginning of the article. We just can't make this stuff up. Joe Biden on Friday called into the Howard Stern show in an unannounced appearance on the far left shock jock on Sirius XM show. I think I should leave now. Biden jokes as Howard Stern slobbered all over him. I know everyone's going to think I'm doing a fake interview with you, but you are really here, Stern said. In the live interview, went sideways after Joe absurdly claimed that he got arrested standing on a porch with a black family during the Civil Rights Movement. Biden recounted a conversation with his mother. She said, Joey, remember, true story. Now, if you have to, let me go with this, guys. If you have to claim it's a true story while you're telling the true story, and you keep having to kind of put that in there, hey, true story. This is a true story. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you a true story. Do you think there's credibility in that moment? That right there when you're like, yeah, true story. Hey, Daisy, what are you doing? Come here. Yeah. There's Daisy, guys. She made an appearance today. How are you? Do you want to come all the way up? You want to come up here? Oh, no, she just wants to get all fired up, and I don't want her running around the camera. Okay, chill, chill, chill. Let's just pet you, and she's going to act all. When she starts running around the desk, that's when she gets the zoomies, and then it's got a, you know, we got a problem. But when he goes, true story, remember when they were desegregating the neighborhood? Now, guys, why would the police be, now do the math with me here. Why would the police be at a house of a black family where Joe gets arrested with the black family if they're trying to desegregate the neighborhood? Wouldn't they be bringing, like, moving the white people out to put the black people in? Why would he get arrested if they're desegregating? Do you see how these stories don't really work, how the math isn't there? This is, again, where we just, and this is, so remember when they were desegregating the neighborhood, you know, houses built, and there was a black family moving in and people were down there protesting? Now, wait, so they were moving black people in, but then how did you get arrested? And you got arrested for standing on the porch with a black family, and they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that. Now, do you see how this doesn't make sense? So if you're desegregating, that means you're moving black people in and white people out. Okay? But then he says, no, he was arrested. He was arrested. He was arrested on the black people's porch. So it doesn't sound like he was desegregating. Sounds like he was protesting the black people. Doesn't it? I mean, doesn't that math actually work better? If they were desegregating a neighborhood and there was a black family moving in, but you were on their porch and you got arrested, means you probably were a threat to the black people that were trying to move in that was supposedly your supporting of desegregation. They're not going to... If you're up there hugging and cheering for the black people, they're not going to arrest you for protesting the black people, right? Do you not? This is where it doesn't make a lot of sense. It just gets out of control. Absolute hilarity that this is consistently over and over again what this guy does, and nobody cares. Nobody. Guys, if you met someone today and you walked up to them and you said, hey man, who do you support in that next presidential election? And you'd be like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of trying to work it out. You know, I'm like, nothing's real for sure yet. You know, I was like thinking about, I don't know. You know, Kennedy's got a good message, bro. He's doing a lot of great things, man. But then old Trump. Trump's out there trying to, you know, talking about, you know, bring the economy back, you know. And then we got, you know, Robinette over here. He's, you know, he's just not what I need. But, you know, he's not going to put us in jail. He's going to put us in chains. So my problem is, guys, when we go around and we talk about this election of things, if we had the election today and then we had the and then we didn't give anybody... We didn't give anybody the answers. Nobody, I guess it's kind of like a regular election. You know, we hide the real answer. But when you go and you push out into November, if I had the election tomorrow and then I push out in November, I think the numbers are going to be identical. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be any, like, big leap to, like, oh, well, you know, whew, finally found out what Joe was about. I had no idea. If he had not have said that one thing on Howard Stern, boy, he was my boy. I was betting because he's got 1,000,000 miles on Amtrak, and that means everything to me. 1,000,000 miles on Amtrak? You know how stupid Amtrak is? By the way, guys, we subsidize Amtrak to 100%. They basically bring in nothing of their own money. But his claim to fame, his hang his hat moment, is actually talking about his 1,000,000 miles he did on Amtrak. Hey, Jason Carmichael, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. But I want to guess that there's people that have worked for Amtrak their entire life who literally spend the day on Amtrak traveling across this country that have still had their entire 30, 40, 50-year career on Amtrak. I don't think they get to 1,000,000 miles. Do you know how long it takes a guy to get to 1,000,000 miles in a semi that has no restrictions of loads and stuff, that gets to drive 70 or 80 miles an hour or whatever it is on a freeway and can drive for, you know, have a partner and stuff like, you know how hard it is to get to 1,000,000 miles on in a semi? I mean, if you're doing 100,000 a year, it'd take you 10 years, right? If you're doing 50,000 a year, that's 20 years. See, I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you just go around throwing around, I'm an Amtrak rider for 1,000,000 miles. I did 1,000,000 miles on Amtrak. That is not presidential candidate material. That doesn't get you the election. And I don't understand why it is that we don't seem to really, 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 really figure that out. Like, we have not sat down and really done the math on that. So I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe that the waiting for the election until November is going to change anybody's mind, but I do believe that we're going to see a lot more lunacy and just even beyond what we see right here in front of our face. I think there's going to be a lot more coming out. Now, guys, I do believe that all of this stuff with the Supreme Court for judges talking about what is presidential immunity, I think that they're going to have what they could. I think they're going to qualify certain immunity, meaning that there are certain crimes or there are certain tasks. So what we're going to see is that those that tasks that were committed outside of the presidency, this is me presuming, I'm just trying to go on this. By the way, guys, they have to collapse this economy. And if Trump comes back, he either transforms the currency into a different currency, the quantum financial system, or... Hey, John Kennedy, I've got it kind of figured out. I could see you guys on the Jim Price show, but my personal page is not coming up, and I've been able to fix it. I did a workaround on Facebook. I have to work around Facebook to get it to work so I can actually see your guys' comments. I have them over here on the Restream chat collection. I've got all these in here. But anyway, hey, by the way, guys, have you guys, before we go back to the topic, have you guys all friend requested each other, and do you guys actually like each other's comments as we're talking through the show? You guys need to make sure you like each other's comments. Keep this algorithm pinging. Bang the algorithm. Get it done. This is how we beat these people. My problem with this world that we're living in, if we go to the quantum financial system, it eliminates Alexander Stone. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, Alex Stone. Good. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Thank you, Jill, for liking the show as well. When we think about the quantum financial system, when we think about the blockchain of things, when we think about supply chains, we think about the next Marburg virus or the next whatever craziness that they're going to try to come up with to say that we, Marcia Enderton, thank you so much for being here, you know, that we're going to be inflicted with or, you know, caused to have to this or that, right? Guys, this is right now, right in front of your face, there are so many things going on that I see that they're going to try the hilarity of things. I think they're going to try to push down on us and try to keep us from going the polls. But I have a dichotomy for you here, a pick between two things, a fork in the road, if you would say. And what I'm going to say to you is that if Trump wins, they're going to try to blame him for the destruction of the economy. If Biden wins, they're going to destroy the economy. So what I'm pointing out to you is that when we think of, like, how is this all going to go down, it's going to be Trump's fault no matter what. If they actually go and say, oh, no, Trump doesn't win, so Biden's in there. Well, Biden wasn't able to control the free fall of the economy because Trump, you know, caused too much discourse and you guys didn't come along. So because you guys weren't willing to adapt and help, you know, raise the boats, raising tides, rising tide raises all boats. Because you guys didn't do that, you guys are the problem why it failed. And now we're going to have to spend the next 20 years trying to dig ourselves out of this collapse. If Trump wins, they're going to immediately collapse the economy, blame it on him, try to do everything they can to get Kamala Harris to flip the vote and get the Electoral College all jacked up on January 6th of next year. And then they will still blame it on Trump and you Trump supporters. Just like they will make sure that when the economy fails, they'll blame it on Trump and the Trump supporters. It's never going to be their fault. This is literally the worst girlfriend ever. This is the most abusive, gaslighting, deflect, and redirect girlfriend on earth who will literally lie to you about the lying that they're lying about while they're lying about the lying that they're lying about. All they're doing is lying and making up stories and saying this and saying that and completely inaccurate. And they're just coming back over and over again. I love you. Don't you love me? I know you love me. If you just loved me more, this would work more. I know I put you in jail. I know I destroyed the economy. I know I made it to where you can't make any money. I know that I started wars. I know that I do everything to tear you apart and tell people bad things about you that you never did. I know I run my mouth about you constantly, but please just love me more and this will all work out. Just love me. Just love me. Love me. Love me. Now, as the establishment is killing you and your children and making sure that you're infertile and you have no sex drive, they're going to tell you that you need to love them more. While they're killing you and Nana and Grandpa and putting more virus injections into people and all this other stuff, love me more. Love me more. And by the way, give me half your taxes. And we did raise the inheritance tax to 44.6%. What is 44.6? Why not make it 50%? What's the other 5.4? Who cares? 5.4%, just make it a rounded 50. Just take half of everything. You do it on the lottery. The same lottery that when we had the billion-dollar winner, we have different reports of different numbers coming out throughout the night. But you're the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem. I'm not the problem. You're the problem. If you were not doing those things, I would not have to take so much money away from you. If you were not a MAGA supporter, I would fix all the potholes. If you just stop being a MAGA supporter. If you just stop, just pay attention to me. Love me. No. I know you're dead broke. I know you can't make your bills. I know you can't pay your mortgage. I know you can't pay your credit cards. I know you're not paying on your truck, but just love me. And when you love me, then I will help you if you love me and just forsake everyone else and just love only me. Just love me. Even though they have abused you, lied about you, coerced, gaslighted, deflected, redirected, all these different things to make everybody in the world hate you. They want you to love them. Please love me. I'm the government. I'm here to help. Love me. Oh, you want money from me? Oh, you're a stupid idiot. I can't just give you money. I can't just give you money. Oh my God, you are so stupid. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Ukraine? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I wasn't talking to you, buddy. Yeah, no. Ukraine. Israel, you need money? Taiwan, you want some? How about Haiti? I got money. Haiti. Hey, I got some gold-backed currency. This is gold-backed currency. This is not even a U.S. dollar. This is real money. I got some money, Haiti. How about Africa? You want some money? Here you go. Here's some USA dollars. Hee-hee-hee. Oh, are these real? No, this one's real. This business card is what I'm giving you. This is fake. I'm not going to give you real gold. I'm going to give you some denim dollars to fix your problems. But you Americans, no. I don't care if you can pay your truck payment. I don't care if you pay your house payment. I don't care if you're getting foreclosed on. I don't care if I put you in this situation. I don't care if I called the cops on you. I don't care if I got your house raided. You are the problem, not me. You're the problem. You just didn't love me enough. I would not have done these things to you if you would just have loved me more. If you just would have loved me more. If you just would have loved me more. Love me. Please, love me. Love me. If you just love me, I'll love you. And our love will last forever. Love. No, I'm not going to help you now while your bills are bad. I'm going to send $100 billion across the ocean, but I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to lower your mortgage payment down from 10.5% to something reasonable. No, I'm not gonna help you lower your gas bill when you go to fill up your truck or your car, your diesel truck to deliver products. No, I'm not gonna. That's already over double what it was 4 years ago. Why do I care? If you would just love me, then I'll let you know when I'll give you something. If you just come in here in my loving embrace, just come on over here. Come here. Come here, come closer. I want you to love me. When you love me and you give me my unconditional love, you piece of crap. I mean, when you come over here and love me, I will. Yeah, you're the jerk. You're the asshole. Oh, you're the problem. Ah, no. Oh, just come here and love me. Just love me. Just love me. No, I didn't say those things. I didn't call you. I didn't call those names. No. That wasn't me. I don't cuss. I don't raise my voice. No. Come here. And when you come here and you love me and you give up everything and you worship only me, then and only then will I think about helping you. But you got to help me first by giving over your soul and everything you are and disown everything and only love me. And when you do that, wait, this sounds like a cult. This sounds very abusive and consumptive. I think this sounds not good. Oh, no, I've got all the money. No, I got money. I got money. No, I really have money. No, you don't. You don't have money. You keep borrowing money. You're a liar. You don't have money. You can't help me. No. I love you. You love me. I love you. We love each other. Everything's great. Just don't go away. Don't go. Don't leave me. Edward says he can't. He says, please send a Facebook request to him. Edward says, I can't find your link, neighbor. Okay. The government has a narcissistic personality disorder. Well, Kathy, why would you say that? They love you. Kathy, they love you. The government loves you, Kathy. Why would... Kathy. Now, don't say that. It's not fair. I do appreciate your participation today, Kathy. It's awesome to see you out there. Claudia, good to see you over there on X, on Twitter. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And John Kennedy has been over there chatting it up, as well as Edward and others. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. It's great to see you guys. But isn't this kind of weird that I could sit here and... Kaylin, good to see you. Finally tuned into your show. Godspeed. Thank you so much for Kaylin. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Now, if you think about it, no, listen, I know that you don't have any money, and I know that you can't make your bills, and I know you've been in this position because I took away your ability to make money, I took away your reputation, I took away your social groups, I took away everything that you had, but just love me. Just love me. I'm the government. I'm here to help you. No. Hey, listen, asshole. Jerk. I mean, butthead. I mean, I don't mean to call you names, but you just, I just don't, when you don't do what I want you to do and only what I want you to do, it makes me call you names. And if you would just forsake all others, I wouldn't call you names and I wouldn't hurt you anymore. It would be different. I won't call the police on you. I promise. I won't make police reports and falsify documents to get you. No. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to get you. Shh. Come here. Shh. Come here. I love you. Guys, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely breathtaking to see that this is like this. And the guy who calls into Howard Stern this morning talks about how he was on a black person's porch during desegregation and was arrested by the cops while black people were moving into their home. Sounds like you, Joe, were part of the protesters of the black people in your neighborhood. But how come nobody remembers you at the black church when you would go to mass, morning mass at 6 a.m.? I mean, you're a heck of a Catholic. Most Catholics I know get drunk on Saturday night and get rid of it on Sunday morning and then drink at lunch in the church at the meal that they provide. They go have a little potluck afterwards. They get out the beer and the wine. I've played more poker in Catholic churches where they serve hard alcohol and beer playing poker as a charity tournament than I have in bars or in Vegas. Because, see, the Catholic Church does it for charity, and it's not gambling. Guys, the hypocrisy, right? I don't get it. I got to tell some old guy in a wooden box that I was looking at some girl's boobs and I got to do 10 Hail Marys for it? I thought Hail Marys were that football pass where you threw it long way down the field. Oh, you got to do the, it's on the bead thing. Okay, I get it. But what do I got to tell this old guy? I thought my relationship was with my creator, my source, my God, my Jesus. I thought that's where my relationship, I didn't realize it was with Johnny the Bishop or whatever his name is. But Joe is the ultimate Catholic. At 6 a.m., he's at 6 a.m. math, and then he stopped by the black church on the way to school where he was raised, and he would desegregate movie theaters. Guys, do you understand that the idea of desegregation doesn't actually exist and that we've had black presidents prior to George Washington? Do you know there was 12 presidents prior to George Washington? George Washington was the first official title of president of the United States. But we can't have that conversation, can we? See, this is where we don't know our history. We don't know what we're really talking about. But yet we have a government who's out here telling you, if I just hit you one more time, will you love me? If I call you another nasty name one more time, will you love me then? Oh, I know you have needs, and I know that you're drowning, and I know that you literally are seconds away from death, and I have all the wealth and all the power and all the money in the world to help you, but you have to give over to me everything first. I know I call you names. I know I tell people bad stories about you. I know I lie to you about you to you, but yet you got to love me first. When you love me first, when you love me first, love the government first, the small g government. I got to love you first before you can bother to be selfless and help anybody other than yourself. I guess we should think of our congressmen being so selfless because they want to help everything else on this earth but Americans. They want to help everybody else on this earth but Americans. Israel ran a $5 billion deficit last year. We ran a $3 or $4 trillion deficit last year. We gave Israel $30 billion. I don't know. We made up for their deficit last year and gave them some money to go around banging up things with. Pagoo, 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 pagoo. One of the wealthiest countries on earth, but what do I know? Number one export is diamonds. Well, have you heard of the diamond mines in Israel? Me neither. But this is what we do, guys. We find ourselves chasing our tail. Vince Braun says, I wish our government would help our seniors, not let the system rob them blind. Well, Vince, if you actually looked up what it would be if you were to take the same Social Security money and put it into the stock market the year you started working, which for me was the day I turned 16, May 17th, the day I turned 16, I worked at McDonald's an 8-hour shift on my birthday, and I never missed a day after that. But that day, I started putting Social Security money in there, and if they'd have taken that Social Security money and put it in the stock market for me, I wouldn't have to work right now. We would have people retiring as millionaires. Hey, Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. John Kennedy says, I like this one. I wish our government would vacate. Yeah, just go home. You know, this the new president in South America, and I want to get his name right. Of course, my internet is just, it is so windy. Javier Milei. Common sense economic fuels confidence rally that makes Argentine peso the best performing currency on earth. It's one positive development after the other. Economic improvement in the country's economy, they're not magic. It was just a couple days ago when Javier Milei told Argentinians in a televised address, the good and rare news, the government is successfully taming the reckless political spending, which results in a rare and welcome first quarter surplus. Now, a mere 4 months into office, Javier has also pulled off another critical, almost miraculous feat in the economic plague of systematic inflation. He stabilized the peso. Jeez. The Bloomberg reported this. The peso, in fact, not only stopped plunging today after day after day, but in one key foreign exchange market, it's actually rallying sharply. The peso has soared 25% to 25% against the dollar. 25% against the dollar over the last 3 months of the market, known as the blue chip swap, which is used by many investors and companies. That's more than the gains posted by any of 148 currencies against the dollar. That's amazing, guys. That's amazing. And how did he do it? He shut the government down. Javier of Argentina is now my new hero. He is the stud. He's killing it. And what is he doing? He's just getting rid of government. That's it. That's all it is. Get rid of government and people thrive. You quit pushing down on the spring. You quit pushing down on the people, and the people rebound in ways that you cannot even imagine. But we can't have that conversation, can we? Because our incestuous government that keeps saying, oh, no, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't go anywhere. Shh, come here. You don't need crypto. Shh, you don't need gold, silver. No. You don't need to put food in your cabinets. No, listen, shh, just love me. And if you love me enough, then I might help you. And I use the word might because your dedication to me, your love to me is the only way I can help you. I can only give anything to you after you've given me your all. Give me your soul. Give me your children. Give me your home. Give me your fortune. Give me your reputation. Give me everything. Give me. And I might help you once you've given me enough. I know I've already taken your reputation. I know I've taken all of your money. I know I've already taken your job. I know I've already taken all your ability to have friends. I know I've taken away your ability to go get another job. You guys are all felons anyway. And now that I know, now that you can't do any of that, you need me the most. I know I created the shortfall. I know I created the problem in your life. But love me most. Love me most, and Yah will love you back. And the love we will have will grow forever. And everybody will see how amazing a power couple we could be. We'll be the most amazing power couple of all. We will walk across the ashes of the earth as we live as the power couple of all. If you just love me first. Just love me. That's all I ask. I didn't ask for much. I just want you to love me. Why don't you love me? I've taken your Social Security checks and I've blown them like sailors on shore leave. I've written checks on the check account that can't be cashed. I've made deals with people that are our enemies and people that are our friends. And I've made enemies of both of them. I made friends with both of them. But you just keep paying me. Just keep paying me and we'll be fine. But if you don't give me your money and you don't give me your love, I'm going to come down and I'm going to shoot you in the head. If you don't stop for my little guys with the badge and the red and blue lights, I'll shoot you. I'll come and I'll shoot you. I'll execute your own house. You have no sanctity and there's no sovereignty. There's no nothing. If you don't love me only me. I am the only thing on earth that you can love. I am the government. I am the United States. I am the Fed. You will love me. I think you guys get the point. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, does it? But you guys keep paying into that same system. You guys keep going after the same old broken promises, the broken wishes, and you keep going, why does this hurt? Why does this burn when I pee? It's Friday. Find a reason to celebrate you. Find a way to celebrate us. Find a way to break away and create a parallel economy for yourself. I was talking to Angie Kitchens earlier, and she's opening up three locations in Tennessee, very small boutique kind of things, to bring in My Daily Naturals, bringing in Silly Gnome Mushroom Supplements, to bring in Q Streaming. She's bringing in these things so that when we go forward, she's bringing these things in so we can actually create a parallel economy. She's bringing in the mushrooms. She's bringing in the My Daily Naturals. She's bringing these into these locations because she wants to make sure people could go to a place who support patriots. She's putting her money where her mouth is, guys. In Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, she's opening up three different locations in three different counties, and she's going to be bringing in boutique items like eggs and meat and vitamins and places to go get med beds, the ones that I carry, the Swiss Bionic med beds. Guys, this is where we go out and we create our own reality and we don't need them. We don't have to look back and we don't care. That's how we do this. That's how we win. And that's how we make this a better place for all of us. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm looking forward to the future that we're going to have here. But if we don't get away from this abusive relationship, oh, just love me, just love me. If you don't get away from it, if you don't walk away, you don't start speaking up, it's going to continue to be abusive and consumptive of you, and it will destroy you. Because that's the only thing left, is absolute consumption of you. So when the economy goes bad or the economy goes bad, it'll be Trump's fault and it'll be MAGA's fault. So just understand, Trump and MAGA are the problem with the economy. Either way, you're the loser if you don't start standing up on your own two feet and making the world a better place. Silver and gold are not investments. They are wealth and will keep us going when the dollar disintegrates completely. Absolutely, John. That's absolutely spot on. Perfect. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in, we will win. I promise, I don't make promise I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. You've got to know where your power is, know where your contract is, know that the contract you have is with the Constitution that tells the government to limit itself. That's how you win. Stand up, be proud, don't die on your feet, or die on your knees, die on your feet, die fighting, looking at your enemy right in the eyes and say, if you want to kill me, that makes you the executioner. That makes you the murderer as I stand here for freedom and liberty. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you so much for all the great comments out there. Sarah, Kathy, Edward, John Kennedy, Claudia, Debbie Nunes, good to see you as well. Carrie Heisman and others, it's been fantastic having you guys all here. So thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. Remember, like and friend everybody on the Facebook page. Make sure you guys are all friends with each other and we can talk and hang out with each other as well. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.